Melissa Masuka. I'm not exactly sure where we're going with this, because I have a lot of things in my head that I really do want to talk about. But we'll see exactly how this thing develops and unfolds. What? What did you say?
David doesn't have to give a tour of cons.
That's a good call. Okay, so let's start from the beginning, okay? We're going to use Daf and Aleph as really a springboard to talk about and understand some of the other areas which I think are really important when it comes to Sukkah, and I'll try to broaden it out. So the Gemara says, and we've all done this already, Ha'isuk Avo Me'ez from Ava, let's say you have a Sukkah, which is Lumah on the Kaf, which you know is possible from the Mishnah, but Hutin Yordin Mesukah from Ava, and there are Hutin Yordin, some of the Sukkah is creeping its way into the Ezra Mama, in Tiltan Ruby Chamasim Kishir Vimab Sula. If the sale is more than the chava of those hutin, so then it's pasul. Then it's kasher. If not, it's pasul. Obviously, what's going on over here, right? So then we have when the schach is coming in, those which lamal lichav, you have to see whether you have a shear of schach kasher. Okay, next part of the Aisa. Let's say the opposite. Now we have the exact amount, minimal amount of a kasher sukkah, asar tzvachim, and a hutin yordin within it. So why don't we use the same svara, the same logic to say, well, if a sukkah l'mal michaf has hutin yordin l'socho, and it's chamtzim l'mitzlas, it's possible because we're not machshiv the hutin yordin. So too huadim when it comes to hutin yordin to a sukkah, which is dafka yud tvachim. That's going to be the same halacha. Amar leir bai hadirs dira srucha yi ve'in adam dar b'dira srucha. Now that's a dira srucha. That's a it's a good translation. Dira srucha. What do you guys think?
Disgusting.
Yeah. I don't know. Masriach is like this world. Shvach. I don't know. Whatever.
The old Sheldon dorms.
That is the old Sheldon dorms. Those are the old Sheldon. Those are the old Sheldon dorms. You should know.
It is.
Okay, it's a shvaka sukkah. Anyways, and therefore it doesn't work. I want to focus on the first part of the mish of the Gemara first, and then later we'll focus on the second part of the Gemara. When we're dealing with the psul of l'mal lechav and the hutin are yard and mesocho, so there's a couple ways to how to understand and conceptualize why hutin yard and mesocho could actually work to alleviate the problem of sukkah l'mal lechav. What are... If you take a look at the Rishonim, there's something we should be thinking about, or you guys think about on your own. Why does that work?
It's a lower schach. Yeah,
what?
Lowers the schach.
That's a new level of schach.
What?
It
lowers the schach. Okay. What does it do about the top part of the schach?
So now maybe there's a yediyah because I see the schach.
Okay.
Or there's tail because it's lower.
Okay, so let's, okay, excellent. We're going to get to
it. It doesn't help Keva.
Right, so okay, excellent. So take a look. Look at Ravina Chanana. So there's... It's easy to make because we showed him exactly how to understand this. Okay, let's start with the Rambam first. Let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shor for Pesukah Vulah Perek Dalach. He gives us as follows: Sukkah Shabira Gavoh Mi Eser Mama. So you have a sukkah which is Lamal Michaf. V'Yimayit B'Karim Uksasos Eino Miut Mavil B'Tilim. Okay, we know that Kamara, right? That Karim Uksasos, those things can't be batel, and therefore it's not able to lower the Chalal Sukkah. Works. Obviously, offer bittul works. Okay, basically, quote from Gemara. But upper stam is not a miyut. Okay, that's also the Rambam paskening in our Gemara as well. This part with focus on. Let's say you have hutin yardim lesoch esrim. Im ha'isat tzilson miruv mechamasan. If it's tzil is more than the chama, what is that? What's the last part? Yechshavu kigag ava ukshira. What does that mean?
It's like a
thick wall, right? Ava, right? Thick, yes. Mm-hmm. Then we order pizza. Ava, right? Yeah, exactly. That's how we do it. Okay. Anyways, so yeah, it means it's a thick wall, and therefore it's lower. So how does the Rambam understand the heter of hutin yardin? Very simple. Well, all he just did was extended the roof. Now you have a really thick roof. So once you have a thick roof, so now meaning we just start counting the halal from where the roof begins. And I don't care if it goes l'mal l'chav, what does it make a difference for me? However, take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel, I think he says something a little bit differently. What?
That stone is fitting with
rubber. Oh, hold off on that. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel. What does Rabbeinu Chananel say? La ha'yitzik avon michav ama v'hutin yardin l'sochav. Right, quotes our Gemara. Rowan the Salchav Rowan in Tiltzan Shalhutza and Halal Meruba Michamasa Kshera. Good. Why? Why is it kosher? The Khashiv and Ilu Hahutzin Hain Hain Hasak. What does he say?
He's out of class.
What are the slach?
The new zachins that are following.
What?
The pieces that are...
The hutsin are the slach. So what does that sound like? La fuke.
Everything else. Remember that area.
So what do we see? We see there's a conceptual machlokas between the Rach and the Rambam as to how to understand hutsin yordin the sochav. According to the Rambam, all of it is slach. I just don't care that the slach goes amal mechav as long as the schach begins lamata mechach. According to Rabbi Chanan, no. Where is the schach? What is the schach?
But then don't I have schach possible to have schach?
That's a good kasha. Hold up on that. Good kasha. Excellent. Leave that aside for now. It's a good question.
It's gonna be a lot.
But right now it seems at least from Rabbi Chanan, where is the schach? Below 20 amos. So why is this important? You've all been alluding to it. It's important because we have a machlokas in the beginning of Masechta, how to understand the psul of Olam Amichav. Right? We had a three-way machlokas, Tanayim. What do we have? We have Rabba, Rabbi Zera, Rabba, correct?
Yeah.
Rabba said what?
Yeah, Manidim.
Manidim, or saying, Luke, such out to Israel. Right? You have to know. What did Rabbi Zera say? Sell. Right? You need to sell Tzchak, sell Tefano, not sell Tefanos. And Rabba said, Kevah ben Arai. And we just pointed out that what? According to our initial understanding between, which was confirmed by the Rambam, that Lamaisa were just like lowering and making a larger roof. So then how do we understand Shitas Rabba? Doesn't Rabba not make any sense? Because why? At the end of the day, isn't this not Diras Keva? Aren't the walls holding up Schach, which is Keva, and that's still part of the Schach? The Tum is not part of the Schach. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel is coming to tell us. Lafi Rabbeinu Chananel, you don't really have a problem. Why? Because where is the schach? What is the schach? The hutzin. Hey, that schach. Lafuke, the schach above it. I think it's an excellent kasha.
But even besides, I still don't get how that helps Rava.
Why not?
Because I still built the sukkah in a kev away.
Oh, who cares? That's like that's like Mechitza Shel Barzel. That's Mechitza Shel Barzel.
It's above 20.
Who cares?
Yeah, according to
Tosfos. No, but the point is this. Ready? Can I write on the board with this?
According to Tosfos, it's impossible to have a sukkah above 20. That's right.
It's not above 20.
What's that? Can I understand? You mean to tell me?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that, let's say, this is 18, and the walls just happen to extend upward, that this is possible? Yeah. Come on.
That's still kind of a wall.
No, we don't care that. That's not part of the sukkah.
According to Tosfos, it's impossible.
You hear what I'm saying? Right? I think Tzvi has a good kasha. I'm asking you, and it popped into my head right now. And like as you were saying, I'm like, shoot, I hope nobody asked that kasha. But you did, and I have to think about it. But Lamaisa, meaning that's seemingly what Rabbeinu Chananel says, and what your marviach, meaning it's not just like, oh, cool, conceptual way to understand these things. Well, your marviach is Rabba, right? Because once you have Rabba, so now this should fit in with Shita's Rabba. Okay, that's point number one. Good? Awesome. Okay. There is one other way to understand it. It's based on the Gemara in Erevin. Did you guys look at the Gemara in Erevin when it came to this? Let's find out. What does the Gemara in Erevin say? Mixas korah besoch esrim, mixas korah lamal v'esrim. What does that sound like?
Our case.
Hutin yordin, right? Right. The korah, which is going to be matin the mavoi, and the same, right? That's a Gemara in the beginning of Masechas Sukkah asks, right? What's the difference between the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechas Erevin? It talks about korah. Versus the suk the schach, also the apostle of the malamichav. So what about over here where it's half in, half out? So what's going on over here? So there's a bunch of different sheets in the Gemara. You can look it up for yourself. But Rava Amar Zev is a kosher. Why is it kosher? Chalal sukatanan, v'chalal mavitanan. Meaning the reason why it's mutter is because I care less about the walls per se, and I care more about the airspace. The airspace is what defines it. And therefore, once I have an airspace less pachos mechav, so that is going to be mutter. I do not know how to square away this Rava with our Rava. Okay? Because like our Rava is not focusing on that. It's focused on the nature of the mechitzas. I'm not sure. Look at all the Rishonim. They kind of deal with this back and forth. I don't understand it. But Lamaisa, That's what Rabbi says. So that's a just to point out, it's a radically different way of understanding our Gemara, right? Understanding Hutzin Yardin. Meaning this would be, I don't have to tell, the Hutzin Yardin don't have to be the Schach, the point is just have to be Mamayit in the Chalav. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make a difference what is called Schach, what's not called Schach. The point is, once I have something Mamayit, the Chalav, so that's going to be considered a good Biyot, because that's what I'm focusing on.
I can't have 20 amos of open space in my Sukkah?
Correct. You can't have 20 hours of open space in my Sukkah. Exactly. Rav Soloveitchik makes a couple of good diukim in the Rambam. Should we do this very quickly? We don't really have time. But, okay, ready? Let me point this out very quickly. Look at the end of the Rambam when he quotes this. Haisa gavoa me'esrim amba v'hutin yardin. Sorry. The beginning of the Rambam says as far as Sukkah she'avira gavoa me'esrim amba. What is the focus there?
Like the space,
Avira, right? So it sounds like he's focusing on the airspace. But then towards the end, what does he call it? What does he refer to the Hutzin Yardin? Agag Ada, right? Between it sounds like he's focusing on the Schach itself. Okay, so it's hard to figure out exactly whether the Rambam is really going with the din of Chala or whether he's going with the din of Schach. Okay, let's leave that aside for now. You can take a look. I put Rishimus on the page also, dealing with this Shita of Rava over here by Chalal Sukkotanad. I'm not entirely convinced about what he says, but you can take a look for yourself. Okay. Now what I want to do right now is move on to Dalet Amud Aleph, okay? Later on in the Gemara says as follows. Dalet Amud Aleph, going to Dalet Amud Beis. Ha'isa p'sucha me'eshem t'fachem. V'chakul ba'kidin la'ashim v'asara. Im yish misas l'chakak l'koso. Shod t'fachem p'sula. Okay, what's going on over here? We remember this case, right? You have a sukkah, you want it to be, how's it go? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's our sukkah?
Yeah.
Meaning where there's a break in the wall. Okay? So we say that in order that this wall, you know, let's say of 5, can equal this wall. 5 is only if there's what? Less than 3. Oops. Right? Less than 3. Okay, then you have a lot, okay? That's what the Gemara says. Or if you would starve to the chitzos, you need less than 3 together. However, this is quite problematic based on the Gemara Mesachas Shabbos. The Gemara Mesachas Shabbos says as follows. Take a look, where is it? I didn't quote it. Did I bring Gemara? I did, good. Pachos Mishol Shetach L'Kshira. I brought Tosos. One second. What? Yeah, should I get this Gemara Shabbos? Okay. Sandra, whatever, I have the Tosos on the page. It doesn't make sense. Okay. The Mice at the end of the day, that what do I need? I need 3, and the reason why I need 3 is because of Lavan, right? That's what we point out. Those are the Gemara Mesechus Sukkah. But Tosos in Mesechus Sukkah, and he repeats himself in Mesechus Shabbos, points out that there's a bit of a contradiction. Because it's a very similar case when it comes to
Shabbos.
What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, on Dav Zayin of Beis. That what if you have a bayis she'in toko asara? Let's say you have a house which is not as large as
ten
tefachim. And what do I do? V'chakul b'la shlima la asara. And what do I do?
Dig.
I dig in order to be mashlima asara. Okay, which is exactly the case of what we have over here. What does it say?
It's kosher.
It's kosher as long as I have dalad al dalad. Why? What is it missing there? What tonight?
Less than three tefachim.
That's Tosfos Kasha. Why, when it comes to Shabbos, is there no Tanai if I want to be mashlim a bias to be asara tefachim in order to create what type of rishos?
Yachid.
Rishos yachid. And if it's rishos yachid, so then it has all the din rishos yachid, such as a hotel applies to it, it's what to carry inside, bechula, it's all those things. Well, why is there no Tanai in the Gemara Mesechus Shabbos and the Zayin of the Beis that it must be Pachos Me Gimel Tvachim in order to create Lavan, in order to be Machshir the wall? Says Tosfos, feeds himself in Shabbos as well as in Erevin. I'm sorry, in Sukkah. What does Tosfos say? Amal Lechayki Agamda Imi Yishen Tzachim Chos Hashol Tzachim Yish Lomar the Lo Dami Rishis Shabbos. What does Tosfos say? Because, and this is like a very important yisod, don't compare the mechitzos shel Shabbos, to create a Rishus HaYachid to the Mechitzel Shel Sukkah.
Well, we do.
Well, okay, so we do it in certain contexts. We don't do it in other contexts. And what, that's going to be, hopefully, we'll discuss next time. This really want to discuss. But Lamaise, at this point, Tosa says we have a fundamental chilek. As to, even though there's similarities, right, for example, they both need to be Amri, I, Yitzvachim, right? They need to be Yitzvachim. And that's the same across the board. And I know later on, we discussed in the Gemara, which a lot of people had a, you know, a hard time with. We have the Migo, right, the famous Migo, that can be Machshir, which is a Yachid on Sukkah, on Shabbos Sukkahs, that wouldn't be Machshir, you know, carrying on Shabbos Da'alma, and vice versa, the Mavoy, etc. We'll discuss at some other point. Nevertheless, fundamentally, they are different dinim. Why? Because the purpose of the walls as it pertains to Rosh Hashanah Yachid is, as Toso says, what does he say? Limnoa regel rabim. What does that mean?
To prevent
people walking in. I mean, the purpose is just to keep people out, to create its own rishas. As opposed to sukkah, what is sukkah for? Does he say? Okay, there's a lot to discuss. What does it mean, mechitzos smichos eschach? The way that Reb Chaim wanted to say it was as follows. That the purpose of a sukkah, the mechitzos of the sukkah, is to create a sukkah. Meaning, as opposed to when it comes to the mechitzos of Shabbos, where it's in order to keep people out, you don't want people coming in, and therefore that creates a rishus yachid, that creates its own private rishus. Over here, I need to maybe create a sukkah proactively, as its own independent chepta shel sukkah. If that's true, yes, everyone with me? Therefore, they have different purposes, and therefore, maybe we can understand the difference between Shabbos and Sukkah le'inyan v'chakak. Why? Because when it comes to Shabbos, all I need are walls that prevent the rabbin from walking in. Okay, Lamaisa, are there 10 tefachim walls that prevent the rabbin from walking in? Yes, of course. But when it comes to a Sukkah, right, I need to create a diras arai, right, or a diras keva, but Sukkah teshu shivas yamim. Well, does this look like a dira? Right. Keep in the back of your mind, the Gemara in Sukkah later on is going to say, Chavei, the Teshu Kein Taduru, correct? The part of the requirements of Yeshiva B'Sukkah is that you need to live in the Sukkah like you do in your house. Meaning, inherently, assumed within the Sukkah is that the Sukkah should be Domeh, some way, to your house. In your house, do your walls reach your roof? Yes, they do. Okay, so too over here, if we're going to create walls, if you're going to create walls, well then you're going to actually have walls that connect, not just that prevent people from coming in, but actually are machshir the chefta shel sukkah. And therefore, we're going to have higher requirements, we're going to need lovud in order to create the mechitzah in the first place. Mashiach, when it comes to Shabbos, we don't really care. People coming in, people, it doesn't make a difference to us. That's what's machshir the chefta shel sukkah. I think with this, we can understand a machlokas very quickly between Rabbi Chanan and the Rambam when it comes to the second part of our Gemara. What did our Gemara say? It spoke about Hutz Yardin when it comes to the Sukkah, which was only Yud Tvachim Ha'ai. And what Abai thought maybe if Chamsa Miruli Sasa doesn't come to the Kasher, and we say, no, that's a Dira Srucha. Yes? The Rambam says, why is it Dira Srucha? How does he understand that? One second, that's where it is. It's the last one over there. Why? Look at the third line towards the beginning. Tvachim, you see that? What does that mean?
It has to be like
it's going to be like annoying. It's not going to be comfortable to sit there. Be careful, don't do that. Does Rama think that's a problem in this Mechavta Shal Sukkah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say that.
Well, that's where he says it's possible, no?
No, he doesn't say pasul. Serv is actually hutin for love shall schach for yordan l'sochas arat tvachim yidei shlo yitzur lo bishivaso. So it's just the bottom.
Right.
Is that pasul? No pasul.
But that's why we pasul it.
No, but he doesn't say that. Right, the Rambam is telling. Right.
Oh, he's not talking in our sugya. Yeah.
Right, the Rambam just saying you got to be careful. What does Rabbi Chanan say? Heizgavos arat tvachim yitzur yordan l'sochas yitzvachim dacha rabba. Dacha Rabba Divrei Ravaye Va'amar Diras Ruchi U Psula. What is he saying? It's Taka Puzzle. Meaning, according to the Rambam, what is he focusing on? Technically speaking, it's really uncomfortable to be there. Okay, so you might not want to be there. Sounds like he's there at the Rabbanan. Maybe you'll leave. You hear what I'm saying? What does Rabbeinu Chana say? Puzzle. Why is it puzzle? How is Diras Ruchi Psul? It's a psul in the chavtish al sukkah. Why is it psul in the chavtish al sukkah? Because once again, it's not about menias rabin, but it's about what? Having a bias. It's about having a house. So if it's about having a house, so who wants to sit in it? Diras Rucha. It's not just a problem in your yeshiva's hagabra, but it's a problem in the chavtish al sukkah. It's a problem in the fact that nobody's going to want to be in such a sukkah. And therefore that puzzle is the chavtish al sukkah, because it must be teichu kein taduru. Perhaps that's similar yesod to what Tos was saying before, that the reason why we bechilim between Shabbos and Sukkot is once again we need to create a chavtish shel sukkah, a livable dira, and therefore you need love to create the mechitzas at Mashenki Mei Shabbos. And perhaps it's also going on Rabbeinu Chananel why dira sukkah is not just a psul in the yeshivas agabra as the Rambam clearly quotes, but it's a problem in the chavtish shel sukkah, because if you're not going to have a livable and an enjoyable experience while you're in the sukkah, so that's not just a technical problem, that puzzles the etzem chatzim shel sukkah. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful show.